President-elect has named Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, as a target of his administration. Specifics are scarce, but one plan Trump has outlined is to change how the federal government funds Medicaid. That's health coverage for low-income people. 31 states and the District of Columbia expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. From KQED in San Francisco, April Demboski explains how those changes might affect California.
20 million Americans now have health coverage because of Obamacare. A full quarter of them are in California, and most of them are covered by Medi-Cal. That's what California calls Medicaid. Larry Levitt from the Kaiser Family Foundation says Trump's plan could have huge consequences for those patients.
Winding back the clock would create all kinds of turbulence and disruption.
Right now, the federal government shares the cost of Medicaid with the states, no matter how many people are enrolled. But Trump wants to cap that funding and just give states one fixed grant.
A block grant would give California greater flexibility in running the Medi-Cal program, but it would also give the state less money.
In California, 62% of new Medi-Cal enrollees are Latino, African American, or Asian American.
The effect is magnified in California, in part because the state has been so successful at getting people signed up for coverage.
UCLA health policy professor Jerry Kaminsky says some states could pay doctors and hospitals less to save money. But in California, payment rates are already the second lowest in the country.
California can't really pay much less than it does to providers.
Kaminsky says with severe funding cuts, the only choice California really would have is to reduce services or reduce the number of people who get Medi-Cal.
That would have a devastating consequence on the Medicaid expansion population in California and would basically put everyone who's been newly enrolled in the program back off the program.
It's unclear how soon a Trump administration would change Medicaid funding. So health advocates are encouraging people to continue signing up for Medicaid and other coverage during the current Obamacare open enrollment season. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski in San Francisco.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, KQED, and Kaiser Health News.